Miley Cyrus, it is just about to hit 10 to 9. The morning crew, Husey, Ed and Aaronstein. He's 104.1 Today FM. Earlier on, we were talking about the OG Batchy, Tim Robarn.
Yeah, there's a bit of, can we say, I'm going to get to the bottom. There was a bit of jealousy, mate. There's a bit of jealousy. No, come on, let's be honest. Because and the OG Bachelor, Tim Robarn's the best Bachelor, and that's just the truth. He has obviously had a baby recently with his lovely wife, Anna. And as we know, as Husey and Tim went down to the beach to Bondi. They were hanging around the rock pools.
He saved my life.
Tim saved his life. When the rocks were slippery, Husey fell, nearly died, and Tim kind of, you know, cradled him back to life.
And it was a good news story, and it ended up in the Daily Mail and on news.com, I think.
Which is your only objective in life at the moment.
No, the fact is he held me, and I realised he's got safe hands and that he is a man who you can trust your life with.
However, no photos.
No,
you were papped, but the photos didn't go wide. So there was jealousy. There's jealousy with what happened today, and you know that.
No, you are trying to rewrite history because you know you've been wrong. You and Aaron are both wrong.
Why don't I just handle this as a woman? There's photos on the Daily Mail this morning of Tim Robards at the beach in Bondi yesterday with a former Neighbours star, or she's a current Neighbours star, a former colleague. She's 22, Olivia, beautiful girl. And she and Tim are just catching up as friends on Bondi Beach.
And the Daily Mail are trying to imply that, you know, they're not implying anything, but Tim, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Now, we believe you have not seen the photos.
No, I thought I was coming in to talk about the photo of you and I.
Well, the problem is there isn't any.
We ended up.
We took a selfie, didn't we?
No, there was a selfie, but no one.
No, it ended up on the news.
The selfie did, but not the pap shot.
No, the pap shot ended up nowhere. And
but that's why they're not going to pay for pap shots if you guys post the selfies yourself on Instagram. They'll just use the Instagram shot and not pay for the pap shots. That's the 101.
Do you remember there was that weird guy that asked to take a photo of us? Yeah, and we were standing there in the shower.
And I said, "Is this okay, Tim? I mean, and how should I stand?" And you were like, "Just ignore them." And I'm like, no, I want to make sure I do the right stance so that he gets to sell this photo.
What is the best shower stance, Tim?
Oh, I think you were wearing your shirt though at that time, so it was any time to get the branding in, really.
Yeah, I had my 2-day FM shirt on.
It's all about the flick of the hair, you know.
Oof.
Just have the water run over your body.
There's no bad pose that you could be in, Tim, because as you look great with your kit off. There's no denying that.
Now, they're describing your swimming shorts as flimsy, Tim.
I thought that was pathetic.
I do get a little worried sometimes when you're walking out of the water, you're like, hang on, is everything in the right place?
I was saying they weren't flimsy. I said that you were wearing sturdy shorts.
They have those like inner underwear, but you never know if it's holding everything in.
Beautiful. Your time's
done. Okay, look,
done.
this is all lovely, but let's get down to the real point of the phone call. So, Tim, she's obviously a friend of yours.
It's funny. I actually went down, there was three of us there. There was Gemma and Liv, who were my co-stars, who I haven't seen, so I never got to say goodbye to everyone because of COVID.
That's right.
And
for people who don't know, Tim, can we just say you had a tough year last year because you're acting on Neighbours in Melbourne and your beautiful partner Anna's in Sydney and the borders were shut. So you spent how long away from her?
Oh, there was a month, and then I came back, and then I had to go back again, and it was more because it was out of my control. Normally, if you have the choice to do that, it wouldn't be so bad, but it was kind of taken out of my hands. So, pregnant wife about to give birth, and then I was looking at hotel quarantine and all this, and I just couldn't risk not being there.
But you had to quit a job. You had a good acting job on Neighbours, and you had to quit it.
He quit Neighbours middle of the...
I know.
And they had to replace you with another actor.
I had a month to go.
But it's a big sacrifice, big professional sacrifice, because you love your wife.
And the reward is a bit of beach time with the co-hosts.
There's three of us there. I love how they get a shot of just the two of us.
I know, I feel for the other girl. She's in shots
as well, but they did focus on the two of you. But
So you just caught up to say goodbye to them, obviously, because you hadn't officially said goodbye. So just to catch up with friends, just to say hi.
I haven't seen them for ages. So.
And your wife knew you were going down there with them?
Yeah, we all went and had a drink afterwards.
Yeah.
Well, See, this is what they do. Where's the photos of that?
Where's the photos of that, Hughes?
Well, I don't know where they are, mate. Not down the Daily Mail office.
We did not suspect anything untoward. Tim, this is appalling behaviour.
No, exactly.
Well, photos of the four of us don't really tell Matt. I mean,
no, exactly.
Right.
Photos of the four of you, do they? And I think my two co-hosts have let themselves down today. Tim, I was the guy, because we're mates and we know each other really well.
When you've saved someone's life, the relationship is, it's forever.
You know what, Husey, I heard you were a bit jealous of the go-karting, and there was, as I came across the finish line in first place, I was like, this would have been better if Husey was behind me. So next time we'll do it. That's our next challenge.
Well, we'll ride shotgun with you any day, We won't get ended up beating Paps, but we'll have a good time.
We'll get the double kart.
We'll get a double kart.
A double kart in your flimsy driving shorts.
Tim Robards, thanks for coming on, buddy.
Thanks, legend.
This is Husey, Ed and Aaron, Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.